Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek. Mark chapter 1, verse 11, the Heavenly Father says, "You're my son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life." Baptism is primarily a naming. It is an acknowledgement of our eternal belovedness. It is a claiming of the name loved of God. The Savior, the one without sin, appears in the crowd and he steps in the water to be baptized. I mean, what should we do about that? Preacher Barbara Brown Taylor said, if Jesus had just listened to his PR people, he never would have been mistaken for a sinner. He could have just stood on the bank of the river and held out his hand to assist people as they struggled to get out of the water. But that's not what he does. Why did he do it? Jesus didn't need to change his life. Why did he heed this call to step into the water and to repent? It's another part of our baptismal liturgy that we always ask of candidates to be baptized or of their parents. Do you repent of your sins? To repent is to change your heart. To repent is to change your life. It's to turn toward God who is always, 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 always turned toward you. To repent is to change our thoughts and our actions and to engage God's way. I need to do it more than once. It's not a one and done thing. I'm probably best when I repent every day. When we do this, when we repent, when our thoughts and actions are born of our belovedness, when they are rooted in our belovedness, God always makes a way. Mark's gospel wants to be certain that we know that God will make a way. It begins by quoting two Old Testament prophets, the prophet Malachi and the prophet Isaiah, together in the first few verses of this gospel, one right after the other. Look at these verses. This is verse 2 and 3 from Mark chapter 1. "Look, I'm sending my messenger before you. He will prepare your way. A voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make his path straight." The phrase that both Hebrew Bible quotes have in common is prepare the way. The earliest Christians were not known as Christians. They weren't even known as followers of Christ. They were known as followers of the way. God will make a way. It's a foundational idea for us, and biblically speaking, it's major. Not only does God make a way through Christ, in Christ, the Messiah, but you'll remember that God made a way in Exodus. One of the earliest stories of our faith, when God hears the cries of people enslaved in Egypt, God makes a way through the water, through the Red Sea, to freedom. In Mark chapter 1, there is again this holy water scene where God is very present. All three persons of the Trinity are here in this scene that is hosted by the wild prophet John the Baptizer. The Son goes into the water, the Spirit descends, the Father says, "You are my Son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life," and the Spirit drives the Son into the wilderness to make a way for all of us.